to Dad.
Welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 52.
1 year anniversary.
Yes, we've been doing this for a complete year now. 52 episodes, so one episode a week for a full year.
Mm-hmm.
I think
yeah.
That deserves a smattering of applause. I think that's a little bit of an accomplishment considering how busy our family is, just that we've managed to do an episode every week for a whole year. So tonight I have William.
Hello.
And Henry.
Hello.
Here with me.
Yeah, I'd like to do the drops.
You would like to do the drops?
Yeah.
Maybe later on, because I've got some stuff I want to play first. But right now, so we've got the boys together. This is a boys-only podcast so far. I don't know, maybe Mom or Elizabeth will join us later. Phoebe is out at a party, but we have the boys here. I made a list of observations. So since we've been doing this for a year, I thought maybe it's worth having a little bit of introspection and thinking about, like, what are some things that I've enjoyed about the podcast? So think about some things you've enjoyed. I'm going to share a list of five things that I've enjoyed about the podcast, and we're going to count them down in no particular order, starting with
number five.
So the first thing, and probably the easiest thing to think about, is maybe everyone's favorite thing about the podcast has been...
Treat yourself.
You think?
Taste yourself.
Yeah, taste yourself.
This could use some salt.
The thing that probably everyone thinks about is this.
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself has been a lot of fun, and I was thinking back on it, and we've had some bad treat yourselves. My personal least favorite one. Do you want to guess what it was?
Was it the sodas?
No. I can guess it. It's, what's it called? Bean Boozled.
Bean Boozled was least favorite. Some of those were so terrible.
It was rigged.
I liked it.
Oh, I didn't like it. It was just awful.
Yeah, the toothpaste was good. And
I think maybe everyone else's least favorite. I actually liked it, but I think everyone else's least favorite was Marmite and Vegemite.
I've successfully forgotten about that.
I feel like I'm slightly biased by the fact that everyone else is like, ooh, this is gross, blah, vomit noise.
A lot of people thought it was...
Ew, seriously?
That is so gross.
But I kind of liked it. But I think I sort of knew what to expect. So even when we had something that was really gross, it was still fun. It was still fun. And sometimes we had stuff that was weird.
Like the crickets.
Yeah.
The crickets were weird. But were surprisingly not that bad. It kind of tasted like sunflower seeds.
The thing is, I mean, I can't really say that crickets taste bad just because they're bugs. Like, they're bugs are gross, but does that mean they're going to taste bad?
That's racist. That's not racist. That's buggist. No, speciesist.
Henry, you're really bugging me.
I think William
tipped the drummer before the podcast.
I didn't even...
And then there were, like, the... I was thinking about, like, what were the best treat yourselves we've had?
I really liked the Twizzler one.
The Twizzlers were good. The
Twizzlers,
Taste
Haribos.
Of Florida Twizzlers.
Those
the Haribo
so
were
good.
Really good.
Haribo
Thanks
was
again
good.
To Alex and AJ for
thank you.
Giving
and
us
your
those.
Parents.
The ones we did last week with the Hostess frozen treats were really good.
Those were really good.
You know the one that was surprisingly delicious? Like, I didn't expect it to be as delicious as it was when we had the breakfast, the frozen breakfast.
Oh, foods. Yeah.
That was so good. That was really good.
And they were all really good.
That was really good. Mm. Although, I wish we had more so we could eat them for breakfast. Or maybe you guys... I guess we went on the cruise later, but...
So, the next thing...
Number four.
That I really liked. And this is going to sound silly, but I kind of like when I've had, like, speaking fails.
Yeah, like, taste yourself.
Taste yourself.
Yeah, I got some here. Some examples. of times when I have not been able to speak.
Oh, you have files for you?
I do a lot of speaking on the podcast. I have appeared in all 52 episodes. Did you know that?
No.
Did you know I've been in all 52 episodes?
I mean, yeah, talk to Dad. Why are you in all of them?
Sometimes I just don't know how to talk, and here's one of the most famous ones. So that is Taste Yourself. Should we do a dad quiz next?
Let's do a dad quiz.
Did I say Taste Yourself? And so now about every time you guys say Taste Yourself instead of Treat Yourself.
Yeah, that was the first time you said it. It was beautiful.
Do you remember this one?
Yeah, so today, right now as we record this, it's 11:30 at night and it is 70 degrees outside.
Seriously? It's 11?
Did I say 8:30?
Yeah. Jacob was there to enjoy that one.
Yeah, I said it was 11:30 when it was only 8:30. How about this one?
William, did you want to do an Ask Dad Everything?
No, ask me everything.
No, don't ask me everything. Let's try that again. There was that one. There was also this one. So we've got a bunch of foods to sample. We've got this. Foods. That was a good Tate Yourself. I did it again. That was a good Treat Yourself too when we did the what is it called?
Human flush.
All the different foods with the magic fruit.
Oh yeah, that was fun. Miracle Berry.
Miracle Berry, that's what it's called.
Yeah, we've
that
had Miracle Berry.
Really,
I wasn't even there.
We've had Miracle Berry before actually. But yeah, that was
take the Miracle Berry and you like swish around in your tongue and then you eat stuff and stuff that tastes really sour tastes really sweet.
We've had that twice before.
That was
yeah,
fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, I've had
the
once
fruit
before.
Tastes so good.
And I got one more example of a dad talking fail.
My life's gotten to the point where I'm like, oh, PSAT, a relaxing break from school. So
PTSD. I was going to say, PSAT has the same letters as PTSA. PTSD? It doesn't quite have the same as PTSD. That doesn't work.
So Dada.
Yeah, so that's one of the things I've actually enjoyed about the podcast is all of the fails I've had talking because they're funny.
I really like having people as visitors.
Yeah.
For the podcast.
And then
number three.
The third thing.
Puns.
Number three is, well, puns are fun. In fact,
puns are delightful.
I would
puns
say.
Puns are conversational candies.
The puns are delightful.
Puns are delightful. They're like conversational candy.
But that's not my number three. My number three was just the time that we've spent together. And I was thinking about this the other day. Like, so we've done 52 of these episodes. And usually an episode takes at least an hour to record. Sometimes a little longer if you count like all the time checks and stuff. And if we hadn't have been doing the podcast, I don't know that I would have spent all that time with my kids. Like, I might have just gone into my room and watched TV or played on my phone or got on Twitter or something. But it's been like 52 hours, which think about it, like 52 hours is, I don't know, what is that, like 4 days straight? Like 24, if you think about it, well, it's like,
well, a bit more
it's,
than,
it's a little more than a couple days, right? But yeah, it's a lot of time, like a lot of time that was spent just with my kids. And it's not just like time we spend together or just doing something else like watching TV
if
or
we
watching
did
a movie. It's like time we spend and we're actually like talking to each other.
So
and we're like focused on each other and we're
days
all
and
dialed in.
If we did it for 2 days straight,
hours.
They'd be like, hello and welcome to welcome to Talk to Death podcast.
Yeah.
Give this guy an award.
A marathon podcast where we just see how long we can go.
Welcome
that might
to
be
kind
of funny.
Hello, Sunny Boys. Welcome to Talk Sunny Podcast. Welcome to Talk to Great Descendant Podcast.
But one of the things I really like about the podcast, one of the reasons I decided to do it was because it's like time when we're actually like all focused in and paying attention to each other. So it's not like, you know, so our life's so crazy and busy that a lot of times it's like a whole bunch of people are talking at once, but no one's really listening to each other. But during the podcast, it's like everybody is talking and listening. We all have headphones on. We're talking into a mic. And it's just kind of fun. It's kind of fun to be that engaged.
Plus, it's not something that we do like every once in a while. We get to do it every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do it every week. You guys do it maybe every other week or two weeks out of three or something like that. But anyway, but it's fun. I like it. And the number... So the next thing...
Number two...
The next thing that I like about the podcast is I like the arguing.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's like the arguing because you get
no. The
arguing
is the worst part ever.
Are you
Doug,
disagree
you're wrong.
With me?
Yes,
disagree with me.
Yes, but I will disagree. With
you're
you.
Wrong.
Here's
I'm right.
So, for our podcast listeners out there, just so they understand, our family doesn't always get along. Like any other family, we sometimes argue and fight and have disagreements.
No, we don't. Dad, that never happens.
But
no, you're wrong.
The kind of arguments we have on the podcast are like fun arguments because we're all, it's all very positive. We've got like a good attitude and we're arguing about things like, you know,
loans versus lines. Like, no, don't bring it
up. I was about to say, Henry, you just brought it up.
Like an either or like a hypothetical. We're arguing about things that are kind of fun to argue about. We're not arguing about things that make anyone feel bad.
Speaking
no,
of which,
you're
Mom
arguing
agrees
about
with me.
Things that are bad.
Mom agrees with me with the sweatpants thing. Sweatpants are totally better than pajamas because you can wear them to school, and I'm right, and all of you guys are wrong, and Henry agrees with me, and Dad, you are wrong.
I like pajama pants. They're super comfortable.
Yes.
But you can't wear them to school, can you?
Sweatpants.
You could on a pajama day.
But
sweatpants. Some sweatpants are actually more comfortable than pajama pants.
True.
And they're fashionably acceptable.
That's one of the five things I thought about is I like arguing when it's on the podcast. I don't necessarily like arguing when we're not on the podcast because sometimes those arguments are bad.
Yeah, on the podcast, it's more controlled.
But we're on the podcast. It's like everyone understands that we're doing it like...
Well, but also the arguments that you have on the podcast aren't like extremely like important arguments. They're just about like our opinion. So I feel like even in real life, they wouldn't get that heated.
And you know what the number one thing is? The number one thing about the podcast. Do we need a drum roll too?
Taste yourself.
Really building this up. Really building this up.
Taste yourself.
The number one thing about the podcast that I like is that it's fun.
Boo!
Come
no, but,
on!
No, but seriously,
you
though, like.
Clarify
it's
that.
It's fun because it's like. It's something that we can always be thinking about. Like if we think about, hey, this is something that would be fun. Oh, you know what would be really fun is if we could do it on the podcast. So like we could go to the state fair and we could eat fried food and we could do it on a podcast.
And we could taste fireworks soda, being a bit passive aggressive.
And we could do it on the podcast.
Fireworks yeah. soda's good though.
I you made it.
Maybe we'll do that on another podcast. Yeah. We're not going to do it tonight because I got
Pop-Tarts.
Something else. We're not doing right? Pop-Tarts tonight either.
I know.
I've got a totally different treat yourself.
But yeah.
But it's like, you know, we can always be thinking of stuff that if we do it on a podcast, it'll be fun. Like, or, you know, doing like making up a game about asking the Amazon Echo something. Or doing a dad
one word
quiz,
story.
Or doing one word story.
Yeah.
Or doing just kind of lots of different things that are fun.
One word story is fun, but you need to think of things like more like. I can't think of the right word. Instantly, like on the spot. Yeah, there we go.
Spontaneously?
On the spot.
Yeah.
On the spontaneously.
So those are some things that I was thinking about, like that I like about the podcast. Do you guys have anything that you like about the podcast?
Taste yourself. So basically, a combination of you messing up a ton and taste yourself. I mean, treat yourself.
Those are your favorite things?
Yeah. And puns.
Anything that I left off the list?
Puns. Rambi memes? Am I wrong?
So how is your summer vacation going? We are a week into summer vacation. School's out.
Pretty good. Actually, I have one thing to talk about that kind of has nothing to do with summer vacation, but could I talk about this thing?
You can talk about whatever you want to.
Okay. So I used to really hate DC movies, even though I didn't even see any of them. I just knew that they were extremely dark. But one of the like showrunners or writers or something left... And I went to see Wonder Woman, which was really good.
Yeah, we saw... So you and me and Mom saw Wonder Woman. Have you seen Wonder Woman yet, Henry?
No.
Maybe you can go with... Who hasn't seen it? Phoebe?
Phoebe.
Maybe you and Phoebe can go to a matinee and see Wonder Woman maybe tomorrow. But yeah, it was really good. It was really well done.
Yeah.
It kind of
reminded
like a Marvel
me of a
movie.
Marvel movie a little bit.
But. And it actually had humor in it.
Yeah, it was fun. It was not too dark. It had like clear heroes and villains, but it was good. I thought that the lady who plays Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, was really good.
I
thought Chris Pine was really good.
And I think Chris Pine's in everything.
He's in a lot of movies. He's a
He is in everything.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm actually really excited.
I don't
excited.
Think he'll be in the sequel.
I'm
actually
Chris
really
Pine.
Excited for the Justice League. The Justice League looks really good.
Yes, but the only thing about that is it ticked off the actor for The Flash in
The Flash,
because he wasn't The Flash in Justice League.
But the thing is, in The Flash...
The TV actor of The Flash is not going to be the same actor as in the movie. I think we talked about that.
But the thing is, in The Flash, Superman exists in a different dimension than The Flash, so it would be kind of confusing.
Yeah, but
it doesn't tie
the
into...
The universe wouldn't be the same, but at least one of the actors could be the same.
But yeah, it doesn't tie into the cinematic universe. I actually have a list, which I've probably kept in my head, about everything that's coming out this fall.
Yeah, you're looking forward to a lot of stuff that's coming out this fall.
It's not on your head, it's on that paper.
Hold on, can I say them? Thor Ragnarok.
Wait.
Thor Ragnarok.
Number 2.
Stranger Things Season 2.
Number 3.
The Flash Season 4.
Number 4.
Justice League movie.
So there's four things coming out that you're all looking forward to.
Thor Ragnarok looks really good, and it's directed by the same person who directed Hunt for the Wilder People.
And there's a Skux Life thing in it.
Stranger Things is apparently going to be even scarier than Stranger Things Season 1.
That's what I keep hearing. It's going to be really scary.
The Flash is a Flash, which is already awesome. It gets increasingly more awesome. And we already talked about the Justice League movie.
Yeah. And then in Christmas... The
Star
new Star Wars,
Wars
movie comes out, The Last Jedi.
But the trailer came out in, April, and it's coming out in December.
I think most of the movie's already done. I think they're just adding, the special effects and the music and everything, but I think most of the movie's already filmed.
That's because they release movies in, 2 days.
It's a long process. They make movies. It's a long process making a big special effects big blockbuster movie like that.
Yeah, but somehow they cram it into 2 years. And for Star Wars, that's crazy.
Yeah.
There's only a 2 year gap between each Star Wars movie. And I've heard people complain about that, but it takes people long periods of time to make movies, especially action movies.
Infinity War is starting to be made I think
late
last
2016.
Year?
Yeah, and it's coming out in 2018.
What is?
Avengers Infinity War.
Oh yeah. Which I think they're going to break that up into two, so it's going to be two different Avengers movies.
Yeah. This is just part one.
We watched me and Honey watched this kind of mini documentary about how different characters will add to different parts of Avengers Infinity War. Mm-hmm. Like Doctor Strange will be the magic side of it. And Black Panther will be about doing things politically and making, action decisions.
When does the Black Panther movie come out?
February 2018.
Okay. So, in the late winter, early spring.
And there's a trailer apparently coming out in the NBA finals.
Yeah, I saw some art from it that just came out. That's why I was wondering.
Yeah. And apparently in Civil War, the superheroes fighting was an important plot element because it introduced Black Panther, it introduced Spider-Man,
it brought Ant-Man into the same universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, who Ant-Man is awesome.
Yeah, and I think Ant-Man and the Wasp is going to come out at some point.
Yeah, but apparently that'll just be a fun movie that won't have to do with...
Kind of like the Ant-Man was.
The story. Or no.
Kind of like Ant-Man was.
It kind of had to do with
no,
story.
Ant-Man connected it to...
But it was a fun movie, though.
Yeah.
But like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, because it's not important to the ongoing story.
Except I think when you look back on it, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 kind of will be important.
Yeah.
Because you learn a little bit like Gamora's backstory and what's the blue one? What's her name? Gamora's half-sister.
Amy Pond, that's all I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think their backstory is kind of important to, because, you know, their father is the enemy in Infinity War.
Yeah, but before I watched that, I read something about how apparently Guardians of the Galaxy 2 isn't really supposed to set up that much for Infinity War.
I mean, kind of, though. Not totally, but a little bit. So, Henry, anything exciting going on for you? You know, next week it's going to be like you and me and Elizabeth here all on our own. Because William is going to scout camp. And Elizabeth and Mom are going to girls' camp. So the last half of the
week. Phoebe and Mom, not Elizabeth and Mom.
All right, let me start that over. William's going to be in scout camp, and Phoebe and Mom are going to be at girls' camp. And so you and me and Phoebe, you and me and Elizabeth.
I figured they still thought we have
too many
time.
Kids. We need to get rid of a couple of them.
Good idea. Let's get rid of Henry.
See you, Henry.
Yeah, he's the weak one.
All right, I guess it's just you, me and you.
He's William. Not important.
No.
Me. No, I'm just kidding. And William and Elizabeth. And Elizabeth will be working because she's now got a job. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm going to work from home. Instead of going to the office, I'm going to work from home. And you and I can hang out. We can go to lunch together. Mm. We can hang out. I don't know.
I just hope
it's
going
to be kind of weird. Half our family will be gone.
I just hope this won't turn out to be like Sid Richardson. Which...
You're just hoping you have a good experience at scout camp. Last year, it was just super hot, and you got bug bit a lot.
Yeah, and the...
I'm hoping it won't be quite as hot this year. It looks like the weather forecast is okay. Like, it's only going to be... It'll be, like, in the low 90s, but at least it's not in the hundreds.
Yeah, wait, 1 second. Did you say bug bit?
The 12-year-old...
Bug bitten.
The 12-year-old deacons in our church were talking about how, like, oh, yeah, aren't you guys so excited for scout camp? Which, they weren't old enough to go to scout camp last year, so they don't know about... I don't know. I just hope that it turns out better.
And you've been working really hard on your swim test to make sure you can pass your swim test.
Yes, I really hope I pass that.
We've been getting special lessons for you so you can... It's really actually pretty hard because you have to swim... First of all, you have to jump in over your head and tread water for a few minutes.
100. It's 100 yards.
And then you have to swim... Well, it's 100 yards total, but like 3/4 of that have to be like with a front crawl or a breaststroke, like on your belly.
Yeah, and then the fourth one will be on your back.
The fourth of it, just a resting backstroke, which is the easy part. But still, that's like after you've already done treading water and 75 yards of...
I don't really get how a resting backstroke is like an important swimming skill, though.
I don't know. I mean, it is a really good stroke, like... If you're out in open water and you just need to relax and swim a long ways.
Yeah, but that's not, like, actually important. And you're not going to... It won't, like, save you from drowning.
It will, though, actually. It'll save you from drowning because you can do it a lot longer than you can do in other types.
Plus you float no matter what.
Yeah, you can float and, like, try to make it to shore. If you just try to swim, if you're not... Especially if you're, like me, not a really great swimmer. Like, I can swim, but I'm not a really strong swimmer. I could swim a lot longer with a backstroke than I could... just trying to do like a front crawl for a long ways. So it's a really useful stroke that way.
Yeah, now whenever I think of how swimming is like really important to keep you alive, I always think of on the cruise when you were in the Grand Cayman when you went snorkeling and the tide was super strong and we were close to getting lost at sea.
Yep.
That was scary.
Yeah. I'm just a landlocked guy. I like playing in the water, but I'm not a super strong swimmer. I kind of wish I would have learned to swim better when I was a kid, but oh well. But, we've been working. You've been working really hard on your swimming, so hopefully you're going to have a swim test tomorrow night. Hopefully you'll pass it, and then you'll get to go out on the boats and stuff at the swim camp, or at scout camp. That'll be fun. And then...
Wait 1 second. I have one question. It's not related to what we're talking about, but it's related to the podcast. What's for tase yourself?
Tase yourself?
Tase yourself would be a fun...
That one was pretty strong.
That'd be a new segment. I could get a taser, and we could tase each other.
That may have been on purpose.
You could tase yourself.
Here, try this one.
You could point the taser, and you could say, tase me, bro.
Apparently, that meme is from 2007. Yeah. But apparently, that meme is a decade old. Apparently, policemen to train get tased.
Yeah.
But apparently, it isn't as bad as
pepper spray.
Really? I don't think I'd want either one.
But the school
pepper
research.
Spray or tasing, I don't think I'd want either
one. The school resource officer talks to us about that.
And I know, like a lot of Army people, when they're basic training, they have to, like, get, what do you call it? Like, nerve gas? Sometimes they have to do that and, like, put on a gas mask and get... Yeah. So there's... Anyway.
They have to do some crazy stuff. Like, they have to, like, train to, say things on their speakers in a room that's full of poisonous air.
Yeah. And if you're, like, a Navy SEAL, which is, like, the most elite of the special forces, they do, like, all kinds of crazy things that are, like, really tough.
SEALs do crazy things.
Yeah. Navy SEALs especially. So should we give a Should we give a Maisie update? How's Maisie doing?
Maisie is acting really well.
Maisie's actually, I think she's kind of turned a corner a little bit because she's not quite as obnoxious as she used to be. She's a little bit more careful about not biting people.
Wait, Maisie update? Yeah. She just came back from a walk.
She just came back from a walk. Very major. She is right here. She's still on her leash, in fact.
Okay, I want to do some segments.
But yeah, Maisie, let's get to the news
Maisie
of the world.
Is acting so well.
Maisie's been pretty good lately. She's been a little more cuddly. She just seems like she's a little bit less of a puppy and more like a dog, and she's really starting to become accustomed to our family, I think.
Yeah,
also, it helps that our fence is finally fixed, and although, so she has a big yard to run around in. We can let her outside without having to be on a leash, so that helps a lot.
Although right now, I kind of have to admit she does kind of act and look like a generic Boston Terrier.
Except she's pretty small. She's definitely on the small end of a Boston Terrier. She still almost looks like a puppy, but I don't think she's going to get much bigger. So
yeah,
that's
I love
fine.
Boston Terriers.
I like smallish dogs. That's fine. All right. Yes, Henry?
Could I have the drops now?
All right. You can have the drops. Except I might need that back in just a second. But should we do some news?
Yep.
Now your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
All right. Do you guys want to help read the news or do you want me to read them?
You can read them.
What about you, William? Do you want to help read the news?
Nah.
Okay. I got three stories here. The first one is
random,
a little bit crazy.
Weird random family hits year anniversary on some obscure, lame family podcast.
It does involve a family, the first story, and specifically a mom and her two boys. This is from Salt Lake City, the Associated Press, from June 6, 2017. Mom charged after boy's teeth pulled in Walmart restroom. It says, authorities say a Utah woman pulled two of her son's teeth in a Walmart restroom. Prosecutors said Monday that the 47-year-old woman bought hand sanitizers and needle-nose pliers from the store, then took them into the restroom and pulled two of her 7-year-old son's teeth.
But why did she get a charge for that?
Police in American Fork, Utah said the older boy's brother heard the child screaming and got him out of the restroom on April 2nd. Charging documents said the boy told his brother that one of the teeth was loose, but the other was only slightly loose.
Mom, April Fool's was yesterday.
Prosecutors say the woman didn't use any kind of anesthetic. The woman was charged with felony child abuse. No attorney was immediately listed in her court records. So a mom went to Walmart. She bought some pliers. She bought some hand sanitizer. She took her kid into the restroom and yanked his teeth out.
I think she was probably thinking.
What do you think? You think that's a good way to get rid of your kid's loose tooth?
Yeah.
It was his, I read some other stories about this. It was the two top teeth in the middle. Two front teeth in the middle. She ripped them out with pliers.
But the thing is, if you take out your tooth when it's loose enough, that doesn't hurt, like when you take it out. So if it hurt him so much they screamed that it wasn't ready to be taken out.
That's what the prosecutors say. They say it was painful for the kid, and that was not appropriate.
What really disturbs me is, I bet there's people out there who pulled their teeth out like too early and there's still a fragment on.
Recently,
and they can never
Henry
pull
lost
off.
A tooth. And who pulled it out?
Oh, yeah, me. That was like 2 months ago.
You pulled out one of your brother's teeth.
Yeah.
It was like really loose and he was like, he wanted to have it out. So he asked you to pull it out and you did.
Or no, he was like, no, your doctor, you had to pull it out. And I was like, there you go.
Yeah.
It was very loose, ready to be pulled out.
It's not nothing.
But I thought that was pretty
amazing.
Funny. When I was a kid, and I know we've talked about this a lot of times, but when I was a kid, like the story that I would always hear, and my dad would say, well, if you have a loose tooth, you can just wrap a string around it.
And then
tie the other side of the string to
the
doorknob and
shut the
slam
door.
The door. I don't know if anyone's actually ever done that,
But I did that in cartoons.
It's just one of those things that people talk about.
Yeah. I think there's some dentist on The Fairly Odd Parents back when the show was still good that did that.
But I wonder if that's ever actually happened in the real world or only like on cartoons and people talking about it. Because I don't know if it would really work.
Yeah, it's like how wedgieing doesn't happen in real life, just in cartoons.
No, I think that happens in real life, actually. But not as much as it happens in cartoons. Mm. So, mom charged with child abuse for pulling her kid's teeth out with pliers in the Walmart restroom. This was a funny story. Horror movie watching bulldog tries to warn characters of danger. So this is from the United Press International, June 8th. It says a pet owner shared video of cinephile bulldog showing her protective nature by trying to warn characters in a horror movie of impending danger.
That is a smart bulldog.
Yeah. A video posted Monday on YouTube by user Elvis and Khaleesi shows Khaleesi the bulldog intently watching an intense scene from the 2013 film The Conjuring. The dog silently stares at the screen for several seconds, but becomes vocal and animated when the children on screen appears to be in danger. The dog hops and barks at the screen as if trying to warn the child. Khaleesi the bulldog loves watching horror movies and always tries to protect the potential victims from harm. She's especially vocal when children in danger have seen this clip, the uploader wrote. So I looked up this video and we're going to watch it.
For some reason.
We'll kind of describe what's going on because it is a video, but we'll describe what's going on. I think it still works for the audio.
For some reason, all flat-nosed dogs tend to be really good dogs, like bulldogs and Boston Terriers and boxers. Like those are like my favorite types of dogs.
Yeah.
So here it is.
And not just
there is the dog. He's sitting on the bed. He's watching the movie The Conjuring.
He is Johnny.
And it's kind of scary. It's in a house. There's scary things going on. And he can tell that it's scary. So he starts barking. Creaky door. Scared child. He's warning those kids. Get out of there, kids. There's something scary happening. The dog is very much watching this movie. He's very focused in. That's pretty funny, huh?
Yeah. I think the dog just was scared by the
so if you sounds want to see, if you want to see this video, you can go to YouTube. Bulldog watches a horror movie, does something incredible during scary scene.
I think he's just scared of the noises that's making.
Yeah, maybe.
That's pretty funny. So, good job, Bulldog. Way to protect the children
from
the scary movie.
As an English Bulldog.
And we have one last story here. This is from, again, the United Press International, dated June 7th. A musician hits single piano key world record 824 times in 1 minute. June 7th, a Portuguese-American displayed his athletic prowess by pressing a single piano key more than 800 times in a minute. Domingos Antonio Gomez, a professional musician who's been playing since he was 7 years old, set the Guinness World Record for most piano keys hit in 1 minute by playing the B7 key 824 times in 60 seconds.
He should play Cookie Clicker.
It'd be really good. Gomez's technique, which involved alternating between two fingers to press the key on the unmodified Yamaha CFX Concert Grand Piano, allowed him to beat the previous record of 765 hits. He practiced the feat for 4 months and used a metronome to keep the rhythm as he frantically tapped each finger on the key in rapid succession. The musician returned to Portugal to attempt the record at a music shop in Lisbon. I broke this record in order to gain visibility in the international world of music by demonstrating my athletic prowess on the piano, he said. And I have a link to the video so you can see what it sounds like. when someone is breaking the record for hitting a piano key the most times.
No, he's not breaking the record. He's breaking the piano.
On the computer or portable device, it's called jitterbugging, or sometimes it's called spamming.
I was a little slow on that. I had to get
What was the pun?
I said he wasn't breaking the record. He was breaking the piano.
Sponsored.
All right, so this is the Guinness Book of World Record video. It is on YouTube.
My name is Domingos Antonio Gomes, otherwise known as Antonio Domingos.
Thanks.
And I'm going to attempt to break the previous world record of most piano key hits in a minute. The key on the piano which I'm going to use is B7, the second highest key of the piano.
He's doing it on a Yamaha ground piano. The second highest. Keeps going faster and faster.
How do they count?
I think they've got a machine that can detect how many times he's hit it.
The machine would have to have like a really high frame rate.
That is really fast. He's got two fingers, he's just going as fast as he can. That would be really tiring, wouldn't it? Got 20 seconds left. Ten seconds.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
And he did it. He broke the record.
And then he had carpal tunnel for the rest of his life.
Yeah. 824 times hitting the piano key in 1 minute.
Yeah, on the computer, if you like hold your mouse and then you just let your finger vibrate, you can click super duper fast, but then your hand gets really sore.
Well, not too sore.
Yeah, your hand does get really sore.
Well,
because you have to put a bunch of strain on your wrist.
Oh, wait. Well, if you get used to it, then.
So, way to go, Domingos Antonio Gomez. Good job.
That's actually really impressive.
Yeah.
After that, someone probably high-fived him and his hand, like, snapped off.
Ew.
Yeah, he beat the record. High five.
I bet he was kind of tired. He'd been practicing, what did it say, 4 months, I think, in the article.
Oh, yeah, by the way, he said he was...
Yes, he practiced for 4 months.
He started playing piano when he was 7. I started playing when I was 4. So,
you should totally be able to break the record.
I started playing when I was five.
Think... I'm so, probably going to think of that.
Meh. M-E-H. Meh.
That's more than just piano skill. That's not even piano skills.
Fair point. But I've still been playing it since I was 4. No applause.
All right.
Well, I've been playing Cookie Clicker since I was, like, at the most 2 or 3 years ago.
So should we do...
The kids love me.
There's a few different things we could do. We could do some either or we could do some would you rather.
That was a hiccup. We could do some either or.
Would you rather?
We could just hiccup like Henry.
Either or.
Did you just hiccup, William?
Either or.
Maybe.
Do you still have the hiccups?
Probably.
I think it was like a weird burp.
Just a weird like one time thing. Sometimes that'll happen to me. Like it's not really the hiccups, it's just a hic. Anyway. We could do either or we could do would you rather.
I would like either or. Either or is fun.
All right. Either. I've got some either ors. I've got them written down on my phone, though, so I have to have my phone back.
Okay. This is my favorite segment besides treat yourself. I almost said taste yourself. Treat yourself. But treat yourself doesn't really count. You can't really count that as a favorite because that's everyone's favorite.
All right. I have 5 either ors here. The first one is fruit roll ups or fruit snacks.
Fruit roll ups.
Fruit roll ups. Maybe I just haven't had.
But you're really hipster, so I feel like you're gonna
fruit roll-ups. I mean, those are more hipster.
Fruit roll-up.
They're more hipster.
No, fruit roll-ups are very popular.
They're more hipster.
Fruit roll-ups
are I don't know which one is more hipster, but fruit roll-ups are the right answer.
Yeah.
I love the textures.
Yeah. Fruit snacks are pretty good, too. But there's something fun about peeling the fruit roll-up off the weird plastic stuff.
Yeah, and I just love the texture
and chewing it up.
They're texture super, is like the best
super
part.
Sticky. They'll stick in your teeth, but it's kind of good. I like it.
Question
like
is fruit roll-ups. Leather, fruit roll-up.
Fruit leather and fruit roll-up are the same thing.
No,
they
fruit
are.
Fruit leather sounds a little more healthy, fruit but leather, I think they're the same
they're
thing.
The
fruit
leather is thicker. No, they're the same thing.
No, fruit leather is way thicker. Fruit roll-ups are very thin. Plus, they're a lot longer.
Good point.
But I like fruit roll-ups better than fruit snacks. Fruit snacks are fine, but they're basically just like gummy candies, right?
Yeah.
The next one is rattlesnake or boa constrictor.
I know which one you're going to say.
Rattlesnake.
Boa constrictor.
They are more dangerous. At least they warn you.
So, William, you say boa constrictor. Henry, you say rattlesnake. Henry?
William. But they can play maracas.
But rattlesnakes are frightening. I am more scared of rattlesnakes than I am of boa constrictors.
No, and they can, like...
Because...
They can make their head go up. They can...
Okay, boa constrictors, they're not going to warn you, but they're also not going to sneak up on you.
And their head can go up straight.
They're not going to warn you.
Their head sits up.
But rattlesnakes, I have been like hiking in the mountains before and heard a rattlesnake, and it's terrifying. I don't like that sound.
But then again, boa constrictors.
Don't get me wrong. It's a good thing that they warn you. But that rattlesnake sound is pretty terrifying.
Boa constrictors eat babies.
The true.
And rattlesnakes are venomous. Boa constrictors are not venomous. They'll just squeeze you to death and swallow you whole.
But I mean...
Which is also pretty bad.
I mean, think of the boa constrictor...
Which is also pretty bad.
Think of the boa constrictor in the new Jungle Book movie. Like, aren't they actually, like, really big?
They can be, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of terrifying.
Boa constrictors can be really big in pythons, you know, and anacondas.
The true answer to
They're all constrictors.
The true answer to this is gardener snakes and sweaters.
And maybe part of my bias here is that there aren't really wild boa constrictors here, but there are wild rattlesnakes. Mm-hmm. And that scares me a little. You remember when we were traveling through West Texas and we stopped at a rest stop and there were signs that said, warning, rattlesnakes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
We stopped at a rest stop and we got out of the car to like use the bathroom and stuff. And there were signs that said, warning, rattlesnakes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Out in West Texas.
Yeah, this one time boa constrictor was hungry. And wanted to eat a hamburger, so he went to Hamburg and ate a local resident.
Oh, wait, no. As I said before, the true answer is gardener snakes in sweaters. They're so cute.
Gardener snakes in sweaters?
No, search it up. Snakes in sweaters.
Garter snakes. But actually, Elizabeth is showing us all these pictures of
snakes. I would think that gardener
snake
would wear
hats.
A garter belt.
I mean, it was either Elizabeth or Phoebe that's showing us snakes in hats.
And snakes and sweaters.
You know,
both
have you ever
cute.
Seen those Mercer Mayer books? Like he's like a kid. He writes kids' books that have all these animals in them. And there's one snake that has like a fedora with a feather in it. And I always think, how does that hat stay on his head?
Oh yeah, I know.
Is it a snake or is it a little worm? Maybe it's a little worm. But it's like, how does that stay on his head? You wouldn't stay on his head.
He keeps his head up.
I don't know. Anyway, all right. Next What's one. Up? Gotta look back at my list. Scotch tape or masking tape?
What was the first one again?
Scotch tape.
Or no,
masking
I mean the
tape?
First either or. I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Fruit rolls or fruit snacks?
We've moved on.
Masking. What's masking tape again?
Masking tape is the kind that it's kind of like a beige color, and it's like paper, and it rips.
Oh, what?
Isn't that what scotch tape is though?
No, scotch tape is. Plastic. It's the kind you use to comes on a roll and use it.
It depends on what you're saying.
I know which one you're going to say.
Crafts,
you don't
best
know what one I'm going to say.
Yes, I do. We always know
you
which one you're going to say.
You do not know which one I'm going to say.
We always
know
which one
I'm
going to say.
Packaging tape.
Not on the list.
Double-sided tape. It is. You are why can't incorrect. All tape be double-sided? Okay, you know. Okay,
isn't
we need
it super
decide.
Sticky? Scotch. If it's double-sided, it's super sticky, and it's hard tape. To deal with.
Masking tape. They don't look good, but they're more helpful.
They're less helpful because. I just
okay,
like
actually, yeah, it's Scotch tape.
Scotch tape.
You see, I knew you'd pick that one.
You didn't yes. know. You didn't
yes,
know.
I did.
You didn't know. You know what's good about Scotch tape?
I knew you
it
would pick this one.
It actually stays.
And you can use it to wrap presents.
But I hate one.
Yeah. If you wrapped a present in Scotch tape, it would look terrible.
But I hate one.
Scotch tape's a little weak, too. I mean, it's good for some things, but it's a little weak. Like, it's not very strong.
Also, so but I hate when you're trying to tape something and you want to connect some way that doesn't work because it's one-sided tape. Why can't all tape be two-sided?
Just because it would be super sticky.
Two-sided
you don't
tape.
Need, you don't need two-sided, two-sided tape for
awesome.
A lot of stuff.
No, I have like, certain things I like to use for art. Like, there's certain qualities of certain things that I really like. Like, for example, pencil sharpeners, where it's electric and it has a light when it's done and you can actually hear when it's done. Those are the really good ones.
Or,
the
like,
quality
the
ones
that push it back when they're done so you can't sharpen it anymore. So you don't
or,
sharpen it.
I really like those really, really fine point pens. Or But double-sided tape is on my list of, like, good qualities.
It's kind of hard to deal with, though, because it's like, if it's double-sided... How do you even, you have to like peel off the front and the back and it's just, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of double-sided tape. It's good for some things, but it's hard to work with. Next one is toothpicks or dental floss. Toothpicks or dental floss.
Toothpicks, because dental floss tastes weird. Toothpicks. And you can break it too easily.
Toothpicks are actually flavored. They're like
yeah, cinnamon ones. Those are really good.
So you both say toothpicks?
Yeah.
And you're both wrong.
Why?
Dental floss is just way more effective. Toothpicks
is it?
Aren't bad, and they're helpful in a pinch. But if you really want to get something stuck out of your teeth, dental floss will work a lot better. And I like the way the minty dental floss tastes. Sometimes they have minty toothpicks or cinnamon toothpicks that taste
cinnamon
okay.
Toothpicks wait, are mint? Good.
Wait, cinnamon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't tried those.
But
so
they
like
have,
all
but
toothpicks
they have
are
cinnamon really dental spicy. Floss, too.
All toothpicks are slightly flavored. They have like kind of a kick to them.
Well, they taste like pine.
Toothpicks are just so
they're
helpful,
made out of
though.
Pine wood.
Toothpicks are more helpful. And
they are.
Toothpicks are like more everywhere. Like
they're more
I used
accessible.
To rate... When I was really little, I'd rate restaurants by qualities like had a gumball machine, had mints, and had toothpicks. Was, like, my main quality. But it was, like, had free drinks, had a gumball machine, and had mints.
All right, this next one is really difficult. I think I know what I'm going to say. I promise I'll try not to change my mind. But this one's a close call.
You should know what you're going to say.
Ice cream cone or ice cream sandwich?
Ice cream sandwich.
Wait.
Straight up. They're 10 times better. Something
ice cream
about
cone
it.
Or
I feel
ice
like there's some sort of catch here because ice cream sandwiches are obviously better.
But I know you're going to say cone.
But also,
you're gonna say
it's
more
very
classic.
Obvious that you're going to say ice cream cone.
Yeah, like you're going to say they're more classic.
Ice cream sandwich.
Oh boy, they're way more classic. They have edible cones.
What do you say? Henry William says ice cream sandwich. What
ice
do you
cream
say?
Sandwich. You can have a better grip on it. It's just so good.
An ice cream sandwich is
yes!
the right answer.
You okay?
The thing though, the reason why I almost
styrofoam.
Why I would almost say ice cream cone is there's lots of different types of ice cream cone, and you could put any kind of ice cream in an ice cream cone.
Yeah, but
whereas the ice cream sandwiches are really best when it's just vanilla.
But well, like the cookie. Ice
sometimes
cream
they'll
cones.
Have like the Neapolitan ones that have like three flavors, or they'll have the cookies and cream ones. But the best ice cream sandwich is just the plain vanilla.
But what are the cookie ice cream sandwiches? Those are amazing.
I actually don't
like the cookie ones because it's too sweet. Like there's too much. The cookie takes over and then you just taste mostly the cookie instead of the ice cream. It sounds like a really good idea, but I think it's a better concept than it is.
You can't be on this podcast anymore. This is just going to be a kids talk to other kids podcast.
Kids talk to each other about stuff that they know.
And think that they're smart enough to set up a podcast.
It's five.
But ice cream sandwiches are the correct answer. And you guys thought I was going to say ice cream cone, but really ice cream sandwiches are just, they're really awesome.
Relief.
They're really, really good. You know, can I tell you something? Right. I ate an ice cream sandwich today.
Do we have ice cream sandwiches?
My office, there's like a little, there's like this self-service cafe in my building where you can go in and you scan stuff and you pay for it on a little machine.
Okay, I kind of want a fudge chocolate.
And like a couple weeks ago, they put it in an ice cream freezer. And so now every day I think about, should I go get some ice cream? And they have ice cream sandwiches. They have Klondike bars. They have like the kind of ice cream cones that are like all wrapped up.
Are they free?
I'm glad they didn't turn
no,
out.
No, they're not free.
If they're free, then it would turn out like when we were on the cruise.
If they were free, it'd be crazy.
If they were free, it would turn out like when you're on the cruise.
If they were free, I would be 20 pounds heavier right now.
When you're on the cruise, you would have ice cream about like 15 times a day. It was crazy.
But today in the afternoon, I was a little hungry and I went and got an ice cream sandwich.
Hey, don't need to.
I would get a fudge.
Don't need to visit a like employment office or something for my law merit badge.
You know what I forgot to do? I forgot to play the theme. So that was...
Oh, yeah, either or.
Wait. Didn't I come up with an either or yesterday? It was something to do with cupcakes,
You
I
probably
think, maybe?
Did. Maybe we can use that next time.
Was it cupcakes or cake?
I think...
No, it was...
Oh, wait, I think
on
it
a future
was.
Podcast, we're going to have there. A listener... We're going to have a listener phone in. We might have... There's a listener named Luke that I've been communicating with, and I think we're going to have him participate in an either or with you guys sometime.
Congratulations, Luke.
So shout out to Luke. That'll be fun. We just have to coordinate at a time when we can. He can do it at the same time we can do it. So maybe if we have to, we'll just record that segment separately, but we'll see. Anyway, so that was either or. Henry, there's just one thing left to do on this podcast. You know what that is?
Wait, what about...
Three words for you.
Treat yourself.
Three words for you. Taste yourself.
Yeah. Taste yourself.
Three words for you.
Taste yourself.
Treat yourself.
Taste yourself.
All right, so...
So today we're going to try tasers.
I've got tasers for each of us. I've got three different kinds of tasers. We're going to try to... We're not going to do tase yourself. We're going to do tase the person next to you.
Okay.
So, actually, Henry, do you want to know what treats we have?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not going to tell you.
No, I will tell you.
We are going to do treats. Today, I went at lunch, went to a Middle Eastern grocery store.
So you've been to it.
Because for Sunday dinner, I'm going to make some Middle Eastern food.
So you've been to a Chinese grocery store, an Indian grocery store, a Japanese grocery store, and now a Middle Eastern.
Now a Middle Eastern grocery store.
So it's going to be puns. Because so like, if you usually
Persian.
Get candy because
Persian, Lebanese. Persia is the Middle East. Do you know where Persia is? You know what country Persia is now?
Oh, wait. For some reason, I was thinking Indonesia.
Do you know where Persian people live?
For some reason,
like
I confused.
Anyone can even know that.
I know.
For some reason, I was...
Henry?
For some reason, I was confusing Persia with Indonesia. I don't know why.
Indonesia and Persia are two totally different places.
But they sound similar.
They both have Asia. But so does Asia. Do you know where... Anybody know where Persia is?
I'm guessing it's in the Middle East.
It is in the Middle East.
I know it's
in Persia.
It's by the Persian Gulf. Have you heard about the Persian Gulf?
Oh yeah. Oh wait, it's in Persia.
But where? What country today? In the old days, it was called Babylonia.
Huh.
Or Babylon.
Anybody know? Think that
have you heard of
Meh?
No, it's fine. It's Iran. So Iran is where Persia is today. So we've got one of our treats is called Persian nougat.
Sorry, I can't focus on anything that you guys are saying because Maisie's underneath the table.
Is she rubbing against your legs? Yeah. She likes to do that. She likes to go under the table and then kind of back up against you.
Yeah.
So before you know it, you've got like a dog on you, like standing on you or rubbing against you. She's a little bit like a cat that way. So one of our treats is called Persian nougat. Another one of our treats is called Imperial Sugar Almond. Does it say where this is from? Let me see. It does not say where it's from, but there's some Arabic writing on it. There's Arabic writing on all of this.
Yeah, the sugar almonds sort of look like Cheetos. In fact, they look a lot like Cheetos.
They do look like Cheetos.
Not the puffy kind, but regular Cheetos.
Except they're small and white.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the crunchy kind of Cheetos. They're a little bit smaller, though. And then the third one we have here are chickpea cookies. Looks like they're all from the Imperial Nougat Company.
All of them sound good except for the chickpea cookies.
And they are... So they're all from, like, the Middle East. They all have Arabic writing on them. And chickpeas, a lot of, like, Middle Eastern food uses chickpeas, like hummus.
And that was news of the world.
And other things. So we're going to try these. And I need to take a picture of these before we...
Chickpeas are basically only good in hummus.
So let me have my phone there so I can take a picture of the stuff and I can post it on Instagram or Twitter.
Chickpeas are just pretty bland until I put it into hummus. I don't know why.
Chickpeas, yeah, I mean, they're just kind of starchy. They're like Middle Eastern people use chickpeas the way like Mexican people use beans or, I don't know, like Japanese people use beans that way too. Or rice. So let's try... Let's try the Persian nougat first. It's kind of loud because it's in package, a really loud package.
That sounds so satisfying.
Really? I find it a little annoying. It's like candy wrapper. It's a kind of candy wrapper that you can never get away with eating in school because your teacher would hear you opening it. This looks really good. It reminds me of a food called Divinity. But it's got pistachios in it. So I'm going to mute us until everyone is done chewing so we don't get mouth noises. All right, how would you describe that?
That is really good. It's kind of a unique flavor, but I kind of like it that way.
I don't really know how to explain it.
It's
tastes
chewy.
Slightly like pool water.
Tastes like pool water. I don't think it tastes anything like pool water.
It's okay.
It's kind of chewy. It tastes a little bit like marshmallow almost.
Yeah, and
it tastes like Divinity
cool
if you've ever had that.
No, it tastes like pistachio.
It has pistachios in it, so it tastes like pistachio.
But yeah,
if
like
you're saying it tastes like pool water, are you saying you don't like it?
No, it tastes just a tiny bit like pool water. I'm just going to say okay.
How would you rate it? You would rate it...
Okay.
I'm going to say delicious. Although it might be like kind of in between okay and delicious, but I'm
going to
say delicious.
I am also going to say delicious. I like it. It's not as sweet as I expect it to be. But I still think it's delicious.
I kind of like it that way, though. It's like that type of sweet where it's not like sugary sweet, but like how dates are sweet, or...
And I like the chewiness.
Like how cream puffs are sweet.
Yeah. So the next one we're going to try is Imperial Sugar Almond. I have a feeling these are mostly just sugar and almonds.
My favorite.
Because I'm looking at the ingredients and it says sugar, almond, citric acid, and flavor. I don't know what flavor means. But apparently they have flavor. and again,
really
we describe these as they kind of look a little bit like crunchy Cheetos, except smaller and white. So I'm going to pass around
like
a couple for everybody. What do you think, guys?
It's sort of on the edge of okay. Not like the delicious edge, but the other edge.
It's really weird. It's really waxy.
It's very sweet, especially because there's a lot of sugar in them. There's some almond, but not a ton of almond. They're a little bit bland.
Considering
I kind of like them. I'm sort of on the fence between okay and delicious.
I'm going to say they're meh. M-E-H.
Meh. M-E-H. Meh.
Yeah, I'm going to change mine to meh.
You're also going to say meh?
Yeah.
I'm going to say they're... Okay. But they're not bad. I'll probably eat some more.
I mean, I'll probably
And we have one last one. So we have chickpea cookies. So these are little cookies. They kind of look like dog food.
If you actually look at them, then they kind of look good.
Large dog food.
They might taste like dog food, too.
They're kind of like a tan color with little sprinkles of green.
They actually look
I'm hoping
good.
That the green is like pistachio.
Or maybe chickpea.
They smell like...
They smell kind of like that carrot stuff.
I thought you never noticed.
Yeah, they smell like they have cardamom.
Mine just.
Yeah, they're crumbly. They're really crumbly. They've got a lot. You can definitely taste the cardamom if you know
mine,
what cardamom
like, exploded
tastes like.
Into dust.
They're really crumbly. Be careful. All right, what do we think of these chickpea cookies?
These are good. They taste like those like donut desserts that they sell at Indian restaurants.
Yep.
Okay, the texture is really weird. They're extremely crumbly, as William figured out right before he ate his.
It's disintegrated.
They have that cardamom flavor, which is kind of like if, like in Indian desserts, they use cardamom. If you've ever had a dessert at an Indian restaurant,
you have the like Indian donut things, just exactly like that.
Because they have a weird texture, they kind of make you really thirsty when you put it in your mouth. Mm-hmm. What do you think, guys?
Those are really good. Although I wish they're.
I think you're gonna say it's delicious.
I expected them to be. Yeah, delicious. But I expected them to be harder, like those almond cookies.
I expect them to be kind of crunchy too, but they're not. They're like soft and crumbly.
Like the almond cookies they can get at like Chinese.
And they're not as good as the first ones, buffets. But yeah.
What do you think, Henry?
They're okay, but not as good as the first ones.
You think they're okay?
Mm-hmm.
I also think that they are. I think they're okay.
Really finally agree on something.
They're not. I don't know. I need to sample a few more and try them. They're different than
around.
I expected them to be, so yeah. I'm sort of having a hard time figuring
the
them out.
Around.
But they're pretty good. They're definitely different than like a snack that you would make. I don't know. They're nothing like a chocolate chip cookie or like a shortbread cookie or anything like that. But they're not bad. They're interesting. I recommend them to people to try them out because they're interesting.
Overall, the originals are the best.
So what'd you like the best?
The
nougat?
Yeah, the nougat.
The Persian nougat? I think that's what I like the best, too.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like the chickpea cookies, I probably liked the
Second.
Least. I probably
Second
liked
most.
The sugar almonds better than I liked the chickpea cookies. None of them were gross.
Yeah, but they're all not very good. I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, chickpea cookies are good. This might be like the first treat yourself in a long time where all of them are just kind of meh. Except for the chickpea cookies are good.
So that is our podcast today.
Doesn't taste like chickpeas.
Thank you to everyone who's listening. If you're listening and you're interested in participating in the podcast, shout out to me. And we're going to try to get some audience participation. Thank you for listening. If there's something you really want to do to help us out, one thing you can do is you can subscribe, rate and review us on iTunes, or if you want to rate and review us on Google Play, that'd be nice too. You can, if you want to get a hold of us, you can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can send us a message on Instagram. We're at Talk to Dad Podcast. You can find us at talktodadpodcast.com if you want to find all of our old episodes. You can also reach out to us by email at talktodadpodcast@gmail.com. This has been a lot of fun. I'd like to thank the Foxy Morons, the band that agreed to let us use their music for our intro and outro. We will see you later. Last time